Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And I pray that this intoxication that I'm on, praise God, will live in me throughout my eternity. It's better to be a high off of Jesus Christ and high off of the world and its system and the various things that we go through in life. I want to speak to you today about the anointing. Amen. And a lot of people don't understand the anointing, but they cry out for it. And when they get it, they don't know how to keep it. They don't know how to keep it safe and to utilize it. But Satan is after every aspect of your life. He wants the word. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to get to the anointing and destroy the anointing, because the anointing, amen, praise God, is that hedge, amen, of protection, and it also destroys. It breaks the yoke, and it also destroys the yoke. So I want to give you some information that will be, amen, praise God, uploaded, amen, praise God, that you can rehearse over in your mind day and night. Amen. Praise God. Because you're going to need that anointing that destroys every yoke. You just can't. Hold on just a moment. Amen. I'm going to have to start the program at a later date in the daytime. I can pick it back up, but I might have to put it back down. But I'm talking about the anointing. The anointing is the application of or smearing. Back in the olden days, when a priest, in Moses' time, when a priest was anointed, he would pour the oil that represented the anointing. Amen. Praise God. Well, also, when the priests were born, they were already assigned to do the will of God. And because of this, they had a special anointing upon them. But that oil was symbolic to the Holy Spirit. And so at that point, amen, they also used the anointed oil when an animal was bruised, when that cow or that horse or that lamb or various other animals were bruised, they would use that oil to heal and to soothe the wound. And then kings, God used that anointed oil on kings so that they could be a representative and had the anointing to carry out the calling. The anointing housed the gifts that are on the inside of you, the gift of, praise God, healing and deliverance and amen, praise God. You even have to be anointed to speak in tongues. Amen. So Adonai, our Lord, gave us, who are every Christian, the anointing that sanctifies us from the enemy and destroys the yoke that Satan tries to put upon us, that he tries to cause us, amen, to lie up under his wicked yokes, but it also literally personifies us in the fact that we got that anointing and we know it's going to destroy the yokes. The Holy Spirit anointing expresses the sanctifying influence on the Christians who now have become kings and priests of God's kingdom. Amen. So we understand that that anointing has to be. Jesus was anointed. Remember when he went into, his call, one of the things that he did, he met John the Baptist, and John the Baptist instantly baptized him in the River Jordan, and then the Holy Spirit came upon him, and that's when Jesus began to do his greatest works. Amen. That anointing allows you to do your greatest works. Also, the anointing is the hedge that Satan told God if he were to take the hedge off of Job, that Job would reject God. Why? Because he did not have the anointing that would protect him. That anointing is a protection. It's a hedge around you. The anointing is found in the bones which house the, praise God, bone marrow. And I want to call you back on this or finish it up a little bit later, maybe tomorrow. But I'm giving you some little outlines, some little segments of it so that it can be understood. We're going to go into some deep teaching, and then in essence to that, the anointing that destroys the yoke. I'll call you back on it, or I will give you some information on tomorrow. God bless.